The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Beis, and we are 17 lines from the bottom, I counted, of daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The topic of the daf this week has been the halachis of Matnash Chiv Merad, specifically the Mishnah on daf Kuf Nun Beis. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis made a distinction between a Shchiv Merah Shekosav Kol Nechosav L'Acherim and a Shchiv Merah that only gave away Miktsas Nechosav L'Acherim. And the basis for there to be a Chiluk is that when a Shchiv Merah gives everything away, there's an Umdin of the Muchach. It's clear that he's only doing it because he thinks he's dying. Because if he didn't think 100% that he's going to die, he would have left something over. Because if he lives, he's going to need to have means to be able to continue to live. If he gives only miktsas nechasav, in that case, you don't have an umdin of the muchach. And it was based on that that we saw many differences in halacha between a shchiv merah shekasav kol nechasav le'achirim and a shchiv merah that only gave away miktsas nechasav le'achirim. The last discussion of the Gemara, which took up the majority of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, was a machloikis amayiroh, a shchiv merah that's kasav miktsas nechasav le'achirim. Does he have to make a kinyan in order for that matana to be in effect? Or does he not have to make a matana, a kinyan, in order for that matana to be in effect? In other words, we know divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chim surim dami. But perhaps, declares the Gemara, that's only true when a shchiv merah is giving away all his nechasim. There, it's clear he's doing it machmas misa. You have the halacha, im amad, if he gets better, he could be chayzer. There, the halacha is that even without a kinyan, divrei shchiv merah in and of itself is kichsuv v'chim surim dami. But perhaps, matna shchiv merah b'miktas would not have the halacha. But the Gemara wasn't sure. In fact, the Gemara said, Amru Rabbanu Kamei de Rava. The Rabbanu were once telling Rava, in the name of Marzutra, Bered Rav Nachman, in the name of Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, who was saying over in the name of his father, Rav Nachman, that a matnas shchivmera b'miktsas is kematnas shchivmera. How so? The loy boy kinyan. So Marzutra, Bered Rav Nachman, said over in the name of his father, Rav Nachman, this is what he had heard on his Shabbos table, he heard this from his father, that a matna shchimra b'miktsas, although it doesn't have all the leniencies and all the bells and whistles that a matna shchimra b'kulay has, but the basic principle of divrei shchimra kichsuv v'chim surim dami applies to a matna shchimra b'miktsas, just like it applies to a matna shchimra b'kulay. But when Rava heard that, he reacted. He said, Lava Minalachu, didn't I tell you, Leitisli Buki Sriki Rav Nachman, that don't say ridiculous things in the name of Rav. You want to say it in your own name, maybe, but not in the name of Rav Nachman. Because if someone says over something in Chesh Mishpat, Mishmed Rav Nachman, people are going to take it seriously because the halacha is always like Rav Nachman in Chesh Mishpat. So you have to be very careful before you say over halacha in the name of Rav Nachman. Because I'll tell you what Rav Nachman really said. Hachyam Rav Nachman, Harei Kamat Nazbari Ubaya Kenyan. That a Matna Shchimra B'miktsas is not treated like a Matna Shchimra. It's treated like a Matna Asbari, even with regards to the most basic principle, which is you do not have the halacha of divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chim surim dami. Says the Gemara, Isra Rav Misharshia l'Rava. So Rav Misharshia asked the following question to Rava. Again, Rava, who said that Rav Nachman was of the opinion that a matnas shchiv merah b'miktsas is treated like a matnas bari ubaya kinyan. He said, is that true? But Maisa, there was a story be'iman shal b'nei Ruchel with the mother of Ruchel. So we have the Ruchel scattered throughout Shas. The Ruchel is the infamous peddler, and he was a chashud for different inyani arayas. But Rashbam says this Ruchel is not related to that Ruchel. Shame Adam. This was the name of a person. Shaisa Chayla. So the mother of the sons of Ruchel was sick. Va'omran, she said, Tinasen kvei nasi labiti. She had a piece of jewelry, and she said, I want it to belong to my daughter. V'hu b'shnei masa mana. It was worth 12 mana. Umesa, and she died. V'kaimu dvareh. And the Chachamim said, that being that she was a shchiv merah when she said it, matna shchiv merah, you need to observe, because divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chim surim dami. Now, the Gemara's kasha is, it's mashma that there was no kinyan over there. How do you know there was no kinyan? Because the Lashon HaGemara is, v'kaimu chachamim es divareha. They observed her words. It doesn't say they observed the kinyan that was done. It says divareha. It's mashma. All there was divareha. All there was divrei shchiv merah. So you see that even though it was a matana b'miktsas, she was just dealing with one piece of jewelry. She didn't say, give all my nechasim. Kvei nasi. It was a piece of jewelry that she had that she wanted her daughter to get. So it was a matna shchidmara b'miktzas. And v'kaimu divarel, in other words, you see divrei shchidmara kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, even by a matna shchidmara b'miktzas. It's a kasha on what Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara hasam over there b'mitzav machmas misa. You can't apply that story to this discussion because the story over there was, the rest of the story was, she said clearly that the reason I'm giving this piece of jewelry to my daughter is because I know I'm dying. Meaning, if she thought she was going to live longer, she would have never done it. She did it because she was dying. And here's the chiddush of the Gemara, a chiddush that the Gemara is going to repeat now, that even according to Rav, in the name of Rav Nachman, that a matnas shchimra b'miktzas is treated like a matnas bari, in that it's boyi kinyan. It's only true if the shchimra does not make it clear that he or she is giving the gift because he or she thinks dying. But if there's a mitzvah machmas misa, like this mother, she said clearly, she added language. She said, I know I'm dying, and as a result, tinasen kfeinasi labiti. Oh, over there, where it's clear that it's machmas misa, there the halacha is going to be different. Esvi Ravina l'rova. Ravina asked another kash to Rava. If somebody says, give the following get to my wife, shtar shichur avdi, or give the following shtar shichur to my evid, umesen, he dies. You can't give it. This is the principle of engel achamisa, and it applies to get isha, just like it does to get shichur. Tnu mana l'ploy neumes. What if somebody tells somebody else, give this mana, this $100, to somebody else, and then he dies? Yitnu l'achamisa. Over there, the halacha is, you're allowed to give a l'achamisa. Now, the assumption is that there was no kinyan, tnu mana l'ploy. It doesn't say that there was a maisa kinyan. All there was a tzivui. There were instructions. Additionally, it sounds like we're dealing with a matana b'miktzas. He didn't say give all my nechasim. He said tnu mana. Take this $100 bill and give it a pliny. And still you see that what's the halacha? Yitnu la'achamisa, presumably, because divrei shchiv meraki chsuvim v'chsurim dami, despite the fact that it was only a matana b'miktzas. But the Gemara says, maybe there was a kinyan. How do you know there was no kinyan? Tnu mana l'ploini. It's not clear that there was no kinyan. In the previous story, the lashon of the Gemara was v'kaimu chachamim as divarel. So it was clear that we were not working with a kinyan. All we were working was her tzivoy, divarel. Thus, there's a right. Divrei shchivmar kesuvim v'chimsurim dami. But from this Mishnah, this Braisa, you don't see anywhere that there was no kinyan. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Although it's not, clearly it's not explicit, but it is implicit. Because dumya de get, the Braisa's comparing get to tnu mana, and ma get la bar kinyan, just like by get, there's no mocking for kinyan. Presumably there was no kinyan. Either way, says the Gemara, so you see tnu mana l'ploini umeis yinu l'achamisa. It's a mana, so it's a matana b'miktzas. There was no kinyan. How do I know? Dumya de get. And still you see yinu l'achamisa. See, you see divrei shchivmara kichsum v'chimsurim dami, even by a matna shchivmara b'miktzas. It's a kasha again on what Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman. Could be there too. We're talking about a person who made it very clear that the reason he wants to give mana l'ploini is because he thinks he's dying. He said it mefurish. Once he says it mefurish, it's a gilu milsa. At that point, even a matana b'miktzas, the halacha would be divrei shchivmara. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua Omar, Mitzava Machmas Misa Ba'alma Boye Kinyan. It could be really a Mitzava Machmas Misa doesn't need a Kinyan. Meaning, we just said a teretz to answer two kashas. Number one, Iman Shal Bnei Rucho, who said Tinasin Kvei Nasi Labiti. Number two, Tenu Mano Laplayni Umeis Yitnu Lacha Misa. The kasha wasn't Rav Nachman, both cases of Matana B'miktzas, and still it would seem that you say Divrei Shchimra. The Gemara answered, Mitzava Machmas Misa. If there was added language, there was a mefurisha, gilui milsa of some sort, that the person is doing it because of misa, there the halacha is that divrei shchimra kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. Says the Gemara now another teretz. It could be mitzvah machmas misa really requires a kinyan. That's not the teretz to the aforementioned questions. Ay, v'chitanya, he masnaisa b'mechalik nechasav. Could be over there, we were talking about someone that was really giving everything away. Ay, he only gave away a mana. Relax, calm down, let him finish talking. Mana l'ruvein, another mana to Shimon, two manas to Levi, chamishim zuzta. He was going through the process. He was a mechalik kol nechasav. He grada said this mana to him. So if you take that statement in a vacuum, it looks like it's a matana b'miktzas. But really, it wasn't a matana b'miktzas. And hahi matna shchimrash. That's a regular matna shchimrash. So what's the halacha to some of these discussions that we've just had? Number one, matna shchimrash b'miktzas boy kinyan. A matna shchimrash b'miktzas does require a kinyan, like what Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, the afalgaf dimes, even if the shchimra ends up dying, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. However, the Gemara also paskins like the first teretz of the Gemara that we just had, that if there is a gilui milsa, the Shchimra makes it clear that the reason he is giving the gift is because he knows he's dying. They're like kinyan. For who demased? However, that's only going to be true if he does die. Amat chayzer. If he has a refuah, he could be chayzer. Like a matna shchivmera bekuloi. Fahavagav the konaminei. And even if there was a kinyan, like we had again previously this week, that even if there's a kinyan, it doesn't matter. Still the halacha is amat chayzer. And what's the reason for that? Because the yisoid of matna shchivmera bekuloi and matna shchivmera bemiktsas, when he's mitzava machmas misa, is that it's as if he made a tenai that I'm only giving the matana in the event that I die. I didn't make the tenai in dvarv shablevein and dvarim. It's an umdur at the muchach, all the raid that we spoke about this week, and we'll speak a little bit more about later. But either way, this concludes that brief portion of the sugya. So may inyan le inyan ba oise inyan. We're still talking about a shchimra. Itmar matnas shchimra shakasav kinyan. A matnas shchimra that had a kinyan. So this is a shchimra who gives away all his nechasa. Keep it simple. That's for sure a matnas shchimra. He doesn't have to make a kinyan. Divrei shchimra kichsuvim vechimsurim dami. But he decided to make a kinyan. So he goes over to the person before he dies and gives this person all his nechasa. Bidvarim, divrei shchimra, but also with a kinyan, says the Gemara. Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Omri, Arkevei Atri Rikshi. Rav said that this person was dancing of Tzvei Chasras. We'll see what that means in a minute. Vishmula, Mashmul says, Lo yadana my edema. I have no idea how to look at this. Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Omri, Arkevei Atri Rikshi, Harei Kamatnas Bari, Harei Kamatnas Shchimra. This person really did not have to make a kinyan, because divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. He chose to make a kinyan. Why did he choose to make a kinyan? Because he wanted to give the recipient of this gift additional rights. Meaning, ordinarily, this person could have gotten the gift just based on divrei shchimra. But he didn't want him to only get it machmas divrei shchimra, because even divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami has certain limitations on behalf of the recipient of the gift. So he wanted to give it the benefits of a matnas shchimra, but at the same time, it should have the benefits of a matnas bari. What's the benefit of a matnas bari? He didn't want to have that kula of divrei shchimra. It's true, kichsuv v'chimsur, but at the same time, it comes with a huge caveat. And that is that if the person gets up, he has a refuah, he can be chayzer. So he purposely made a kinyan to be mafkia, the divrei shchimra, so he shouldn't have that kula, so the halacha should be a mavanei chayzer. But at the same time, he wanted it to be a matna shchimra. We had earlier in the week as well. Because the halacha is that if a person wants to be makna a milk, what kind of milva? Milva al peh. He cannot do it. However, divrei shchimra has a maila over a regular matnas bari that you can give over bedvarim, even a milva al peh. So that's why he said divrei shchimra. So basically, he wanted it to have qualities of divrei shchimra. He wanted it to have qualities of matnas bari, both in the context of benefiting the person that he's giving the gift to. He's benefiting the person receiving the gift by making it a matnas bari. How so? Imamad in a chayzer. He's benefiting the person receiving the gift by making it a matnas shchimra, because he can even transfer certain things that you can't transfer via the matnas bari, such as a milva alpa. That's the way Rav looked at it. So Rav said this person hot gezokt dvarim. He also made a kinyan. How do you look at it? Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. He wanted it to have the milas, the qualities of the shchimra, and he wanted to have the qualities of Shmuel says, I'm not sure you're right. I don't know, Rav, why you're so positive that that's what's going through this person's mind. I'm not sure. And in my mind, I am a little suspicious that from the fact that this person did a kinyan, and the Rashbam says, Shtar is loved after. Maybe he wanted it to work with the ordinary course of kinyanin. If that's the case, I have a problem. Because he clearly wanted the king to be chal hachamisa. That's usually the way a matnas shchimra works. So if he wants the king to be chal hachamisa, we know a king cannot be chal hachamisa. So you know what that loch is going to be? A hot garnish. He's not going to get anything. So Shitas Rav and Shitas Shmuel are diametrically opposed from each other. Rav says, not only does he get the gift, he gets the best of both worlds. Shmuel says he's not going to get anything. Because I'm suspicious that maybe he wants it to work with kinyan, and he also wants it to work al derech, which means that it's going to be chal hachamisa, ain't shtar lachamisa. In other words, ain't kinyan lachamisa. He's going to end up getting nothing. Says the Gemara of Rami the Rav, with the Shmuel, the Shmuel. So it's a nice machloek is Rav and Shmuel in a vacuum. The problem is, there's another machloek is Rav and Shmuel that seems to be very much related. And the Gemara says, at first glance, the two machloek is would seem to contradict each other. Shalach Ravin Mishmei Deravavo, when Ravin was in Eretz Yisrael, learning by the great Rabbi Yechonah. So he sends a telegram to Bava that he heard from Rabbi Avo. Heavy yadi, you should not. Shalach Rabbi Lazar L'goyim L'mishum Rabbein. That I heard from Rabbi Lazar, who said in the name of Rabbeinu, in this context, who's Rabbeinu? Rav. Shchimra she'omar kisvu v'tenumar l'ploini. A shchimra that said, I want you to write a shtar, and I want you to give a mana l'ploini. Umeis and he dies, in kisvu v'noisa. You don't write the shtar. Now, ordinarily, divrei shchimra kisvu v'chimsurim dami. But this shchimra didn't more than just instruct. He said kisfu. He said, I want a shtar. Says Rav, again, this is Mishum Rabbeinu. This is in the name of Rav. That I'm suspicious that maybe this person wants this to work with shtar, and there's no shtar lachamisa. Vav Rabbi Dama Shmuel, and said, Ravin, I heard from Shmuel something else. Hilchas a koisvim v'noisa. No, I'm not worried about that. Divrei shchivim rakiksuv v'chimsurim nami, and despite the fact that he wants a shtar, it's not a problem. Kasha de Rav, de Rav, kasha de Shmuel, ad de Shmuel, gishmak. Rav said in the first machloikis that matnas shchivim rashikasa bakinyin akvatrei richshe, that we give him the best of both worlds. We look at it as a matnas bari, to the benefit of the recipient of the gift. We look at it as a matnas chimra, for the benefit of the recipient of the gift. It was Shmuel that said, Shemoloi gomer laknoisei elu b'shtar v'in shtar lachamisa. And here it's just the opposite. Here Rav says, I'm worried about this kinyin. Shemoloi gomer elu laknoisei elu b'shtar v'in shtar lachamisa. And Shmuel says, no, hilchus hakoisvim v'noisin. Says the Gemara, no, the Rav, the Kasha, could be Tzanastir and Rav. Could be there's a subtle difference between the two cases. In the first case, perhaps there was a real kinyan. A kinyan actually took place. Being that a kinyan took place, says Rav, we can't look at a kinyan as going against the recipient of the gift. Why then did the Shchidmera want a kinyan? You don't need a kinyan. Divrei Shchidmera is kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. He probably did it to benefit. That's the Akvei Atrei Rikshi. That in addition to having the benefits of a matnas Shchidmera, we're going to give him the benefits of a matnas bari as well. But in the second case, the case of Sholach Rav, there was no kinyan. It was a Shchidmera she'amar kisvu v'tnu manol poini. He said, I want you to write a shtar. I'm giving him a gift. The gift is happening b'divrei Shchidmera. And I want you to document the gift. I want you to document the gift. There he didn't do the kinyan. He only instructed a shtar be written. For some reason, the Gemara is just saying there's a distinction between the two cases to answer the kasha. Maybe that's a game changer in Rav's world. And maybe over there we are suspicious that he only wants the kinyan to be chal. The Shmuel, the Kasha says, the steer is Shmuel, Shmuel is not either Shver, because b'miyapas, it's true, Shmuel ordinarily holds that once you add a kinyan, you mess it up, because but if you make it clear, as the Gemara is going to explain on a base, if you make it clear that I'm not writing it in a shtar, I don't want the shtar, because I want the kinyan to happen alidei shtar. I'm doing it liyapa es koichai, to benefit the recipient of the gift. If it's clear that that's what your intent is, over there it's going to be different. There it won't be an issue. So in the first case, where Shmuel was concerned, shemalei gomer laknoisei elu b'shtar, it's talking about where he didn't make it clear that the reason he wants the shtar is merely liyapa es koichai. Therefore, we're concerned that the shtar is not just liyapa es koichai, but it's the way he wants the kinyan to be chal. He also wants it to be chal l'achamisa, the in shtar, in other words, ain kinyan l'achamisa. The second halacha of Shmuel, where Shmuel said, he said kisfu. The halach is koisvin v'noisnin, because it's talking about an oikimta where he made it clear that he's doing it. He asked the following question: is it possible that Shmuel really said that shemalei gomer elu knoisei elu b'shtar? Going back to the first Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. So the top of the Yom. Itmar matna shchivmera shekosav boy kinyan. So you have a shchivmera. He's dying. He says, I want Reuven to get all my nechas. And then he says, Reuven, come here. Let's make a kinyan sudr. Let's do a chalipin. He didn't have to do a chalipin, because divrei shchivmera is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. It's as good as the best kinyan in the world. But he chose to do a kinyan. How do you view it now? Rav said, he didn't mean to negate divrei shchivmera. He just wanted to add a toisefes benefit on behalf of the recipient of the gift. He wanted it to be a matnas shchivmera with the benefits of a matnas bari. How so? Shem Ahmad, inichos. That's how Rav looked at it. Shmuel said, I'm not sure. Maybe this man really wants it to work with a Kenyan Suder. He also wants it to be Chalach HaMisa. He doesn't want to give it to him now. He wants to give it to him after he dies. Says the Gemara, Mia Mashmul, Shemalik Gomalak, Nesel Bashami and Shalach HaMisa, Vam Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Rabbi Yudah, the name of Shul, Shemash, Kazuk, and the Chazuk, Lachem, Shemash, and he gives away all his possessions to somebody else. Afal Pishe, Kanu Miyadoi, even though there was a Kenyan, Amat Chazer. So this is the halacha that the Gemara paskin on the bottom of Kufna Nal from the base, halacha that we've seen already a few times this week, that the halacha of a Shchivmara who gives away all his Nechasim, where Amat Chazer is true, even if there was a Kenyan, meaning not only if it was merely Divrei Shchivmara, but even if a Kenyan took place. Why? Biyadua, says the Gemara, in the top of Kufnun Beis Amud Beis, Shlei Hoya Kenyan Ela Machmas Misa, because it's clear that he only did it Machmas Misa. What's the Kasha? Rashbam explains the Kasha very nicely. It's Mashma over here, the Kasha Ad Shmuel, to Amalo Yadana Ma'idim Ba, B'matna Shchivmara Sheyesh B'Kenyan. If Shmuel said that any time a Shchivmara makes a Kenyan, it's not a Matna Shchivmara anymore, so what are we talking about? An Amat Chayzer, Amat Nene Chayzer. It's not a Matan at all, because he made a Kenyan. Shmuel is the one that said this halacha, that a Shchivmara, who gave everything away, even the Kenyan, not just the Divrei Shchivmara, even the Kenyan, Amat Chayzer, because there's an Umdun of the Muchach, that he was thinking in his mind, that I'm only giving the gift away in the event that I die. He's the one that said this halacha. The problem is, Shmuel, on the top of Kufnun Beis Amud Aleph, said that if a Shchivmara gives away all his nechasim, it's not a matna Shchivmara anymore. Why is it not a matna Shchivmara anymore? Because Shema loy gomer laknoise ele b'shtar, vein shtar lachamisa, says the Gemara. So, who asked this kasha? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok was sitting behind Rava. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman and Kaboyim Midei, says the Gemara. So he showed him with his hands. Fished. And he was quiet. He stopped asking the questions. So Nachman Yitzchok was a little bit confused. So Rava made some hand motion and Nachman Yitzchok was quiet. So what was that? What were you trying to say? Were you trying to say, trying to give cheer, don't ask ashes? Or was it a teretz? Like, what were you trying to tell me? So he told him, I'll tell you what I meant to say. What I meant to say was that this second statement of Shmuel, where it's clear from Shmuel that Shmuel holds that a Shchivmara that makes a Kenyan, it's still considered a Matna Shchivmara, is talking about where he made it clear that he was doing it liyapas as koicha, that he didn't want the shtar to be in lieu of the Matna Shchivmara, in lieu of the Divrei Shchivmara, but rather he was just doing it liyap. Oh, when he does it liyapas as koicha, there it's going to be different. In other words, the same exact teretz that the Gemara gave to the previous Kash and Shmuel. Again, we started with Halacha of Shmuel, very clear. We started with Halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel said, a Shchivmara who demands that I'm going to give all my nechasim to Reuven, but he's going to have to make a kinyan. I wanted to make a kinyan soder. Shmuel is a little suspicious. Shmuel says, I'm a little concerned that maybe the reason he wants a kinyan is because he wants the kinyan to be the vehicle that's going to create the transfer of ownership of these nechasim. He also wants it to work lachamisa. That's obvious. Is Ibazoi ein shtar lachamisa. So the Gemara asked two kashas essentially. One kasha the Gemara asked was from Shalach Ravin, Mishmei de Rav Avo, Shalach Rav Elazar LeGaila, all these telegrams and these briefings that are flying all over the world. But it came out from there that Shmuel holds that a Shchivmara that makes a Kenyan, it could be, it is still going to be considered a Matna Shchivmara. And now we have another Shiloh where Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a Shchivmara that gives away all his nechasim and there was a Kenyan, Almighty could be chayzus. Again, what do you see from there that Shmuel holds that just because the Shchivmara wants a Kenyan, it doesn't necessarily mean that it knocks out the whole Matna Shchivmara. Says the Gemara, the answer to both kashas are the same. B'miyapis koichoy. Meaning, if he was, he made it clear that the reason he wants the Kenyan is merely the opposite koichoy, that's one Shulchan Aruch. Here we still treat it as Matna Shchivmara. The original statement of Shmuel, which is where we began the sugya, that's talking about where he didn't make it clear that it was liyap. He says, "Heichi dami liyap es koichoy." What's how does that work? I'm gonna have chizda v'kinyan minei moisif al matnosoda. That's the nusach. So if you're right that I'm making a kinyan, but the point of the kinyan is lahoisif al matnosoda. It's not in place of the matana, but it's merely lahoisif. That's the magic word. It's an addition to the Matna Shchivmara. There it's going to work. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Kosov Lezeh, Kosov Lezeh. If somebody writes a Matna Shchivmara, he gives away all his nechasim to Reuven, and then an hour and a half later, he gives away all his nechasim to Shimon. So we had stories like that in yesterday's daf. That's easy. That's Pshita. That you don't have to ask a Rav Shaila. That's posh. Anyone that learns Yesh Noich L'Mishaneis knows by now that Daitiki, which is a Tzava, Mevateles Daitiki. So a matna shchiv merak can be mevatel another matna shchiv. Just like im amat chayzer, so too if you give away everything and then you decide while you're alive to give it to somebody else, it's beseder. Kasa vezikolazeh, kasa vezikolazeh. What if you didn't just write a matna shchiv merak, but you gave a shtar to the recipient of the gift as well, and then you wrote another matna shchiv merak and you gave a shtar to another person? So you said, I want all my nechasim to go to Reuven, and you gave it to Reuven in writing. And then you said, I want all my nechasim to go to Shimon, and you gave it to Shimon in writing. So do you have the same halach of daitiki mevatel as daitiki or not? Where it was merely divrei shchiv merah, or kasav lezeh, that's for sure. But whereas kasav vezikra lozeh, where there was some kinyan taking place as well. So this is a shchiv merah that's making a kinyan as well. Do you still have the halacha of daitiki mevatelas, daitiki or not? Says Rav Amar, Rav said Rishon Kana, the first one gets it. Vishmul said Sheni Kana, the second one's going to get it. Rav Amar, Rishon Kana, Rav says the first one gets it. Harei kematnas bari. Because once you make a kinyan, it takes on the chaymer of a matnas bari. And if you give away all your nechasim, the matnas bari, kinyan sudr, kinyan meshicha, kinyan akbah, kinyan maimit shlostom, whatever kinyan, to somebody. You can't now go ahead and be mevatel and give it to somebody else. And when a shchiv merah does a kinyan, it has the qualities, the best of both worlds, it has the qualities of a matnas bari as well. So if it has the qualities of a matnas bari as well, now you don't have that loch of daitiki mevatel's daitiki that you can go give it to somebody else. Shmuel amah, Shmuel said sheini kana. No, the second person could get it. Harei kematnas shchiv merah, you still look at it as a matnas shchiv merah. Says the Gemara, for afligo b'chada zimna. Isn't this the same exact machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we had in the beginning of the sugya? The matnas shchiv merah shekasa b'kinyan. Meaning, at the end of the day, when a shchiv merah is kasa of kinyan, do you look at the kinyan as giving the recipient of the gift as having benefits of matnas bari? Rav said yes. Rav said that's why this shchiv merah imamad eni chayzer. Usually a shchiv merah she'amad chayzer. This shchiv merah imamad eni chayzer. So this is the same exact Rav. Rav is saying that once you gave it to the bari, I can't go and give it to somebody else. This is like being chayzer. What's the halacha of daitiki mevatel's daitiki? I can be chayzer. But that's only if there was no kinyan. If there's a kinyan, you can't be chayzer. And Shmuel Shitasoi, Shmuel said that you don't have the halacha of treating it as a matnas bari. At the very least, b'miyapes kaychay, you'll still have a kinyan at all. But to give it the benefits of a matnas bari, that was never Shita Shmuel, right? Rav was compelled that you give it the benefits of a matnas bari and the benefits of a matnas shchiv merah. What's the benefits of the matnas bari? You can't be chayzer. This is the same exact graph. That even though daitiki mevatel is daitiki, it's predicated on the shchiv merah's ability to be chayzer. If you make a kinyan, you can't be chayzer. Arkevei atrei rikshi. You wanted it to be a matnas shchiv merah with the fringe benefits of a matnas bari. So this is the same Rav, and it's also the same Shmuel, because in Shmuel's world, you never find Le Matzino. You never find this idea that the way you're going to deem the Matnas Shchiv Merah with the Kinyan is as giving it the benefits of a Matnas Bari. So Shmuel Shitasei, at the end of the day, is going to look at it as a regular Matnas Shchiv Merah. So even though it's Kosa Vezika, who cares? It's still a Matnas Shchiv Merah. It's the Halach of Daitiki Mevatel's Daitiki. There should be no issues. It says the Gemara, as a Kasha, V'afligu b'chadu zimna b'matnas shchiv merah shekasa b'kinyin. The Gemara says, Tzricha. Two machlokes aren't exactly identical, and there is a little bit of a tzricha, meaning had I had one, I wouldn't necessarily know the other. House of the Itmah, Baha, Baha, Kamarav, the Konumine, Avo, Baha, the Loi Konumine, Ema, Maidale, Lashmol. In the first case of the Sugi, there was a real kinyan. The case was where Shchimera calls Reuven to his deathbed. He says, I'm giving you all my nechasim, and Nemda, the Suder, take my yarmulke, make a kinyan chalipin. There was a real kinyan. But in the second case, maybe there was no real kinyan. And being that there was no kinyan, it could be there Rav never said his halacha. And going along the same lines, v'itmar baha, had I only had the second machloikis, baha kama Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel only said his halacha, that it doesn't have the ma'ilas of matnas bari when there's no kinyan. Avo b'hach, but in the first case, eim emoideh leila Rav, tzricha, either way, we're going to conclude the daf part of this morning's daf right here, as it's going to segue into daf Kufnun Gimel. So really, Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Beis, Kufnun Gimel, it's one long sugya discussing the halachis of matnas shchiv merah bekuloi, matnas shchiv merah bemitzas. When you say divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim v'chimsurim, dummy, you do need a kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. What if you made a kinyan? Do you lose out? Do you now no longer have the benefits of divrei shchimra kichsum v'chimsurim dami? Perhaps, fakert, maybe you have the best of both worlds. You look at it as a matnas shchimra, and you look at it as a matnas bari. There seem to be steers in Ram and Shmuel. The Gemara gave real subtle answers to try to navigate through these, what at first glance would be contradictions. Either way, pick up this Metz Hashem on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. So before we conclude, two ha'aras. One a little bit more lundish, related to what we spoke about this week, and the other one more related to the Parshas HaShavua. So one of the themes of this week was the idea of Umder de Muchech. We mentioned this so many times this week, that this is from the important Yusoidis, not just in Perik Mishameis, but really in Gantz Noshim Nezikin. The sugya of Dvarim Shulevein and Dvarim, the sugya of Umdeno de Muchach, some very important halachas. And it all began with the Mishnah and Daf Kufme and Vavam Rebeis. The Mishnah discussed the Shchimer Asher Kosav, Kol Nechosav L'Acherim. So the halacha is that if he gives everything away, and then he's Omad Chayser. If he gives his Nechasim away, but Shire Karka Kolshu, the Gemara said, even Metautalin Kolshu, if he leaves something over, then the halach is him Omad Enei Chayser. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the difference is very simple. If he gives everything away, it's obvious what he was thinking. He was thinking he's dying. So there's an Umdana Demuchach, says the Gemara. It's clear that the only reason he gave this gift is because he thought he was dying, which means that if he ends up not dying, a die to the hachi, he never gave the matan. He has a right to get up. If, however, he gives away only mitzas nechasav, so there's no under the muchach that he gave it because he thought he was dying. To the contrary, it looks like he's hedging himself. He thinks that maybe he's going to live. That's why he left over some nechasim. So there's no umdin the muchach that he did it, adai to the hachi, that he's going to die. Even if he tells you, I only gave it because I thought I was going to die, we believe him, no reason not to believe him, but when there's no umdin the muchach, there's a problem. What's the problem? Dvarim shebelev einen dvarim. In other words, the yisoida davar is that when there's something that's 1,000% clear, you don't have to speak it out. You don't have to sit there at the closing, talk about it. You don't have to put it in your documents. Without saying it, if it's so abundantly clear, there's an umdana de muchach, it's as if you said it. There is no chisaron of dvarim shebelev. Weird, there's an umdana, but it's not 100% clear. Over there, you would have to say it. And if you don't say it, it's dvarim shebelev. Dvarim shebelev einen dvarim. We mentioned that Tosfos in a few places in Shas, Kedushin Mem Tes Amid Beis, Ksubas Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, Kedushin Avav Amid Beis, goes through this idea and he really breaks it into three different groups. He says that there are certain stipulations, certain conditions that a person will make sometimes to a transaction. For example, Hareat Mekudeshes Li Amanasha Titni Li Masayim Zuz, that without the person expressing that he's only being Mekadesh Lizisha in the event that she gives him Masayim Zuz, there'd be no way in the world for anyone to anticipate and for anyone to know what's going through this person's mind. If that person wants to make his Kedushin contingent upon this woman giving him 200 Zuz, he would have to say it. He would have to stipulate it, and not just that, he would have to follow a special Shulchan Aruch, the Mishpatei HaTnayim. He would have to make a Tanai Kofel, it would have to be Tanai Koydom L'maisa, it would have to be Hen Koydom L'lav, the Rambam brings Dalud Mishpatei HaTnayim. You would have to follow all the Mishpatei HaTnayim in order for it to work. If the Tanai, this condition that this person was thinking, is something that it's possible the outsider, the bystander, would guess he's thinking, but it's not clear 100% that that's what he's thinking. Over there, the person needs to express something at the time that he executes the transaction, but he doesn't have to follow Mishpatei HaTnayim. Over there, Gilui Milsa would be enough. And what was the classic example of that? The classic example was the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Tes Amid Beis. It was a person that sold all his nechasim, adaita lemesek ba'arad Yisrael, but he never said it. That's the reason he was selling his nechasim. And then his trip to go to Eretz Yisrael fell through, and he decided that he wants his nechasim back. And the Gemara said, Dvarim Shabalei Beinan Dvarim. And Tosfos was medayik from the sugya that had he just said something, even had he not followed Mishpatei HaTnayim, there would have been no issue with Dvarim Shabalei. So Tosfos, you know why? Because even without him saying, a person says all his nechasim, it's clear that there's another move here that he has in mind. So there was an umdana. Was an umdana the muchach, but there was an umdana that he was thinking something. When there's an umdana, all you need is gilui milsa. You don't need to follow mishpatei HaTnayim. And then finally, Tosfos says there's a third madriga. That's our sugya. Tosfos tells us our sugya where there isn't just an umdana. There's an umdana the muchach. There's an umdana the muchach that's what's going through your mind over there. You don't need mishpatei HaTnayim. It's not like the first category. You don't even need a Gilui Milsa. It's not like the Gemara Kedushim Mem Tes Amud Beis. You don't have to say anything. It's self-understood. When there's a Gilui Milsa, there is no chesaron in Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. A Gemara that at first glance, if you learn the Gemara, it's very difficult to absorb. Very, very shver Gemara in the world of Lundus. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks Akasha, Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died without children. Reuven's wife falls Leibam Leshim. Yevamus 101. If Shimon was a Mukashchim, a person that no woman in the world would want to marry, says the Gemara, there's still going to be a mitzvah Zibam. Meaning there's a Zika between Shimon the Mukashchim and the Almana of Reuven, and Shimon, Yevama Yavayale, Bal Karcha, there's still a mitzvah for Shimon to go ahead and do Yibam. Freak the Gemara, Akasha. I don't agree. I have a good time. Why can't the woman come and say that when I accepted the Kedushin from my late husband Reuven, I did it, Adaitu Dahachi, that this marriage wasn't going to put me in Azal Blata, that one day I'm going to be stuck living with a Mukashchit? Meaning, had I known that I would one day fall to a mukashchin, a daita dahachi, I would have never accepted the kedushin. So, freak the Gemara, even though this happened 10 years later, the woman should have a taina that I never accepted kedushin from Reuven. Oy bazoi, the kedushin with Reuven wasn't a kedushin. There's no zika. She's not Shimon's sister-in-law. She doesn't follow Yibam. As I freak the Gemara kasha, and the Gemara likes the kasha. Says the Gemara, it's a good kasha. The Gemara has no problem with the lumdus of the kasha. But the Gemara says, Hasam over there, Anan Sahadi, the Menach Nichulu B'chaladu. Says, you know why it's wrong? Because it's Anan Sahadi that a woman is willing to marry anybody. Even a Mukishchin, Kidre Shlokish, Lamere Shlokish, Tavla Maitan, Tam Duvala Maitan Vamalu. A woman's willing to marry. Zokta Beis Halevi, what's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? Ashak Levitaria. The Gemara thought, forget the lumdus. The Gemara has a shakla v'tayya. The Gemara thinks that a woman that falls off the mukashchin, she should come with a taina. I died to the hachi, I would have never got married. I realized that 10 years later, this is where my marriage was going to get me, then I would have never accepted kedushin. It sounds like a weak taina. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. It's a good taina in the world of lumdus. I would have never accepted that marriage. Says the Gemara, but it's an issue. You know why it's an issue? Kidere shlokish. Domere shlokish. Tav lemet and tandu lemet of armelo. Zok to base, like, answer your question. Really? Anan Sahadi, Tandu Mate of Tandu. If you surveyed now 100 women, would you be willing to marry a Mukashchin? You really think there's an Anan Sahadi? There would be some overwhelming majority where most of the women would say, yes, I'm masking to marry a Mukashchin. I don't agree with that, says the Beis Halevi. It's Nishtam, it can't be. There's no way in the world that's Emes. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, we speak out this Gemara a lot. Now, why is it that Tav Lemeitav Tandum Lemeitav Armelo? The Gemara gives a very interesting, very surprising reason. The Gemara says, because women like to be Mazana. And being that women like to be Mazana, if a woman is single, she's not married, and she's Mazana, and she has a baby, how's she going to explain the baby? But if she's married, doesn't matter who she's married to. She's married to Mukashchin. Serechanami, my husband's Moz. But at the end of the day, it gives her an alibi so she could be able to be mazana with somebody else, have a baby, and like this, she'll get away with her so fake the Beis Halevi. Anan Sahadi, that's what women think? Really? You ask 100 women, yeah, because I want to be mazana, so I'll be married to the Mukashchit. It's not possible. Atu Bereshia Askinon. This is an Anan Sahadi. Sok the Beis Halevi, half of a fella. Pshat in the Gemara is betuf tam. I'll be everything we spoke about this week. The story of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara held that a woman should have a taino, that I died to the hachi, that I was going to be stuck with a mukashchin, I would have never accepted the marriage. Fresh! Shalfach the shayla. What do you mean? What do you mean, I died to the hachi? Very nice, that's what you were thinking. Oh, but varm shemalev. And varm shemalev and varm. So if the woman would have said it, mamela, mazel tov. But she didn't say it. So to the extent that she didn't say it, it's varm shemalev. And varm shemalev and varm. What's the parents? The teretz is an umdara de muchach. Because no one wants to marry a mukashchin. So the Gemara held that there's an umdara de muchach that a woman doesn't want to be married to a mukashchin. As a result, the Gemara asked the kasha, Yefa, Moshe Nafal of name mukashchin, tepek b'loi chalitza, da'atai, ta'dahachi loi kitcha atzma. And for the Gemara, there's no umdara de muchach. You know why there's no umdara de muchach? Because Rish Lakish says, tav lemet and tam duv lemet avarmel. He didn't mean that if you surveyed 100 women, 99 would tell you they want to be married to the mukashchin. And 99 of these women have znus on their mind. Chas v'sholem, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Bnei Yisrael. But the point is that there's no umdara de muchach. Because it could be that's what she's thinking. And there's a reasonable doubt The moment there's a reasonable doubt, it knocks out under the muchach. Oh, there's no under the muchach. You know what you're left with? You're left with an umdana. That's Dvarim Shabalev. You need a Gila Milsa. So maybe had she said something, it'd fall into a category two. Right, sounds like we're talking about hurricanes. It'd be a category two. A category two, that would be okay. With a Gila Milsa. There was no Gila Milsa. He had garbage. Because when at the Chasana, she said, I'm letting you know right now. If one day, that's not what happened. There was nothing. But the point is that the Gemara wanted that there should be no chsar in the Dvarim Shabalev. Avos nish. Vals is an umdur in the Muchach. And for the Gemara, there's no umdur in the Muchach. Kidre Shlokish. Damre Shlokish. Tavle Meit and Tam Dumal. This, of course, relates to the Tzais Reish Nun that we spoke at this week, where the Gemara had a suffix regarding a Matnash Chimera. Was it a Matnash Chimera? Was it not a Matnash Chimera? Someone was Mechali Kol Nechos of Laniyim before he died. And the Gemara has a suffix. If he's Amad, could it be Chayzer? Could he not be Chayzer? And what did the Gemara say? Teku. Tishbi Yitarit Kushis Vabois. So all the Rishayim Paskin, what are you doing in a Teku? He keeps the money. If he wants to be Chayzer and he never gave the money to Laniyim, he keeps the money. Zok the Rosh, no, that's not the halacha. The Ramah brings it in Shulchan Aruch and says, Yesh Chalkin. The Ramah says, what's the halacha in that case? You give away the money. You give away the money? What's Pshat? Zok the Ktsois, the Pshat's Gevaldik. Because the Emes, he gave away all his Nechasim. He gave it all away. The only reason he should be able to be Chayzer is based on the Umdur and the Mukha. Because this is a category three, like Tosfos said in Kedushin. Mem Tes Amud Beis in Ksuvos Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Meaning that it's understood there's an Umdur and the Mukha that this person had in mind to only give away the nechassim on the tzad that he was going to die. But being that the Gemara has a suffix, Gemara has a tzad, that maybe tzedakah is different, that maybe when you give away tzedakah, you do it. I die to the hachi, even if you're not going to die, even if you're going to be your man. So you know what that suffix does? It creates a reasonable doubt. If there's a reasonable doubt, there's no under the muchach. If there's no under the muchach, what are you left with? You're left with the matana. Oh, you left with the matana. You gave the matana away. At that point, it's going to be different. Now, there's a very lumdish part of this Beis Halevi. So we spoke out the mugishmak part that ties in very much to today's daf. But this Beis Halevi is an often quoted Beis Halevi in yeshiva. Beis Halevi, it's a chelek gimel simen gil. The more lumdish part is Beis Halevi wants to know what would be if a woman gets married, and she finds out afterwards that her husband was a mukashchem. So not she fools the yibum to a mukashchem. She finds out later that her husband was a mukashchem. Says Beis Halevi, amazingly, it's not a mefurish shalach and shalach. You think it's an open shalach and shalach. Now there's sugis and perakam mader, black and white halachas and shulchan aruch that discuss a man who marries a woman. He finds out later that she was a balas mum. Finds out she was a balas mum. He can always say, "Adai to the hachi." I never thought that that's who she was. The Kedushin is going to be. But what about in the reverse? A woman that finds out later that her husband is a mukashchen. He has a mum that she just doesn't want to deal with. Could she come back later and say, now, atay to the hachi, knock out the marriage? Or could she knock out the marriage? So the Beis Halevi says, Ro'isi kam chiburim rabiseinu achreinim. I saw many achreinim who suggested that it's a tzushtot to this gemara above a kamo. That you see, tab mamet of tandu mamet of amalu, it's going to be different. But Dr. Beis Halevi, and this is a major lumdus that telling you in yeshiva, it knocks. And the reason it knocks is because it's not like a Reb Kivega and a tshuva. It knocks this Beis Halevi. But says the Beis Halevi, no, it's very, very different. There's a chilik between the two Gemaras. You know what the chilik is? What's the chilik? This Gemara, Bava Kama Kuf Yud, there was nothing wrong with the husband. The issue was that she later, 10 years later, fell to a mukashchil yibam. What is she timing? That Adai to the Hoche, I never got married. Umdur de Muchach, that's what the Gemara thinks in the Kasha. It's as if she made a Tanai. It's as if she said at the time of the Kedushin that if one day I fall to this brother, the Mukashchin, I'm telling you right now, Adai to the Hachi, I'm not accepting the Kedushin. And that's the Shach Levatari in the Gemara. Is it a Umdur de Muchach or is it not an Umdur de Muchach? So the point is that when the Gemara wants this Kedushin to be knocked out, the Gemara wants to knock it out based on Mishpatei HaTanai. How else would you knock out this Kedushin? The Kedushin was fine. There was a ring. There was Aiden. There was a rabbi who officiated the marriage. It was in a nice hall. Everything was perfect. There was no issue with the Kedushin. The Shaila is, did she, in her mind, mean to do this marriage, Adai to the Hachi, that she doesn't fall even to the Mukashchem? We believe her. No issue of the manas. We believe her. The question is it an Umdur of the Mukach, or is it not an Umdur of the Mukach? But when a woman gets married and finds out later that the husband was a mukashchin, she comes into Bezdin and she says, had I known he was a mukashchin, I would have never accepted this marriage. What's the basis upon which she wants to knock this marriage out? It's not Mishpatei HaTanaim, says the Beis Halevi. It's Mekach Tois. It's Mekach Tois. She's tining that, I didn't realize this is the guy. I thought I was marrying somebody else. Zok, the Beis Halevi, Mekach Tois doesn't have to work with Tanaim. How does Mekach Tois work, says the Beis Halevi? Is the pshat, every time a man gets married, he finds out later that his wife was a Balas Mum. The halacha is, boom, knock out the marriage. Somebody buys a shor, he finds out later that the shor was a nakhon, right? Knocks out the Mekach. What's the vart? The vart is, because there's an umdur of the Muchach that had he known it was a nakhon, he wouldn't have bought it. So that it's understood that he only bought it ala tnai, that the shor is not a nakhon. So it's as if he made it tonight that I'm buying it, I'll menas that it's not a nakhon. And even though Dvarim Shabalevin and Dvarim, but over here there's an umdur because nobody wants to buy a shah that's a nakhon. Nobody wants to marry a woman that's a this whatever mom. So the halach is, because of umdur the muchach, it's as if there was a tanai and it gets knocked out machmas. Dr. Beis Halevi, no, that's not the pshat. When a person thinks he's buying a shah that's not a nakhon, and then he finds out the shah is a nakhon, there's a chesaron in the etzim maisa kinyan. It's not kinyan betoys, and a kinyan betoys is nishkan kinyan. Now, how exactly do you understand and micro-analyze why a kinyan betoys is not a kinyan? Is it a chesaron in the kinyan shabbai? It's a chesaron in the das shabbai. I remember Mary Verebi Rosh on the Five Sustal Shlita talking about this Beis Halevi, das betoys, das betoys. Whatever the point is, we leave that for the super London. But the point is, it's not working dafka with Mishpatei. You don't have to come on to Mishpatei. Mishpatei Atinoim is like some external. It's some UFO that's coming down and it's going to destroy the kinyan. I have a good kinyan with good das and good Eidim. I have a good Masad the Kedushin. But I created some external force that has the ability to crush what I did. So that's Mishpatei Atinoim. This is not Mishpatei Atinoim. This is much more Yisaydi. There's something growing inside of it that's ripping, it's destroying it. There's a Chesaron Be'etzim over here. What's the Chesaron Be'etzim? The Chesaron Be'etzim is that the whole Kinyan was done betoys. A Kinyan betoys, Zishkan Kinyan. The Das betoys, maybe Zishkan Das. But over here, says the Beis Halevi, where you're not working with Mishpatei Atinoim, and here's the punchline, it could be there's no halacha Dvarim Shavalev. He wants to say that Dvarim Shavalev and Dvarim is a halacha to Sefkot and Ilchus. But where a person comes in and says that I thought that this shah wasn't a nakhin, I thought I was buying a regular shah, I thought this isha wasn't a baal smuk, or I thought this man wasn't a mukashchin. Over there, you don't have to come out to Mishpatei Atinoim. There, it works on Mekach Tois. We believe you, even by Dvarim Shabalevi, we believe you. It's never a shayla. So the guy's telling you, or in this case, she's saying, I never had in mind the mukashchin. If she's saying, I never had the mukashchin, then there's not going to be a chesaron Dvarim Shabalevi. If there's no chesaron of Dvarim Shabalevi, you don't need umdun of the muchach. If you don't need umdun of the muchach, the whole Teretz of Reish Lakish, Tan Lameit of Tandu, Meit of Amalu gets knocked out. The whole Reish Lakish was nernished to say that you don't have an Umdun in the Muchach. So you have to come on to Mishpatei Atinoim. There's a Chesaron in Dvarim Shabalev. There you need Umdun in the Muchach. Reish Lakish will tell you there's no Umdun in the Muchach. But when you're knocking it out, not Machimas Mishpatei Atinoim, you're knocking it out, Machach Tzmechach Tois. Over there, there's no Chesaron in Dvarim Shabalev. If there's no Chesaron in Dvarim Shabalev, you don't need Umdun in the Muchach. If you don't need Umdun in the Muchach, just because Tan Lameit of Tandu, Meit of Amalu says there's Umdun in the Muchach, who cares? It has zero relevance to the issue of Mekach Tois. And again, the reason this is a very big chiddush in yeshiva is because the Rebbe of Kiveger in the Tshuva says clearly that the way Mekach Tois works, it works with the parasha of Tanayim. That it is like umdana de muchach that you did it adai to the hachi. It works with Tanayim. If it works with Tanayim, then it is meshubit to the halachas of Dvarim Shavalev, in which case you wouldn't need an umdana de muchach. So just like the Gemara says that a woman that gets married and then falls off name mukashchen, the halacha is that we say that Dvarim Shablevein and Dvarim, because there's no Umdir in the Muchach, there is the woman out there who will say, I'll marry him in the Mukashchin, because she wants to be Mezana. The same would be true if it's Mekach Tois, meaning the same would be true if a woman is marrying a man and finds out that the man that she stood next to under the chuppah, he himself is a Mukashchin, you'd have the very same halacha, so to speak. Before we conclude, one ha'ara regarding, so before we conclude, just one ha'ara regarding this week's parsha, Parsha's Korach, that ties in to one of the themes of the daf this week. So, Divrei Shchivmira is Kechsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. The Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, brought four Makoros to Divrei Shchivmira Kechsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. The fourth Makor the Gemara brought was Rami Bar Yecheskel. You learn it from Achitofel. V'Achitofel Ro Kiloi Nasiso Atzosoi. Vayachvish asachamor vayilach el beisoy el iroy vayitzav el beisoy vayechonik. Achitofel sees that his idea had fallen through. He goes home. He instructs his family. He tells his family advice. gives them final wishes, and he goes and he ends up taking his own life. So who was Achitofel? We had Achitofel a few times this week. We had Achitofel right here. One of the Makaris, the Divrei Shchiv Merak, Yechsuv Chamsurim Dami, is Achitofel. We had Achitofel yesterday. We mentioned the Tshuva from Ramosha, where Achitofel was Nasa Kal V'Chomer from Saita, and based on that, Ramosha paskin the halacha that you're allowed to convert an Ezra's Noshim into a Mikvas Noshim, despite the fact that it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim sitting Kuf Nun Gimel Sivkot and Tess, that you're not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses and use the proceeds for a Beis HaTfilah and a Beis HaMikvah. But he says Mikvas Noshim is different because that's Shalom Bayis, and the reason why you shouldn't be able to sell a Beis HaKnesses and use it for a Mikvah is because of the Bezoyon. It's the Bezoyon of the Beis HaKnesses, and he says that Madach were mevazah the Beis Hamikdash by bringing the Soita there, Lahavi Shalom ben Ish Leishtoi, Kal V'chomer a Mikvah, which is also Lahavi Shalom ben Ish Leishtoi, in a Beis HaKnesses, which doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. It certainly should have been. He says, don't tell me you can't learn Kal V'chomer from Soita, because Achitofel learned Kal V'chomer from Soita. We had the Chassam Soifa that we spoke at earlier in the week, where the Chassam Soifa learned out different halachas that we use Umdana Demuchach when it comes to suicide, to determine whether someone was a ma'abed atzmi l'das or wasn't a ma'abed atzmi l'das. We learned it from Achitofel, because even though Achitofel never said clearly that he was taking his own life, still we used the circumstantial evidence to establish that Achitofel was a ma'abed atzmi l'das. Either way, so Achitofel featured very prominently in the daf this week. So who was Achitofel? Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's closest advisors. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that when people would come to Achitofel at David and they would ask him shailas, David would be yoyetz by Achitofel. There's a Loshon Chazal that Achitofel was like the Urim V'Tumim. There's a Medrash that says Al Yisalo Chacham B'Chachmasai Zu Achitofel V'Bilam. So we all know how smart Bilam was. Bilam was the one who was Zeichet Nevuah on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Umay Sa'ilam. If Achitofel and Bilam are in the same sentence, it tells you everything you need to know about Achitofel. So Achitofel is David HaMelech's right-hand man. He's his yoyetz. He's also a big Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was digging the foundation, that's that Gemara we spoke out for Ramosha, that when David HaMelech was digging the foundation, kafot ha'im, and no one knew what to do, Achitofel was the one person who knew how to paskin a shayla. So David HaMelech, there's a Sanhedrin out there, everybody's there. And the only person who knew the Pesher Dover, the only person who knew how to paskin the Shaila, was Achitofel. But what happened to Achitofel at the end of his life was very unglamorous. Achitofel joined Avshalom's rebellion against his father, David HaMelech. So Mizbar LeDavid Bevarchim LeAvshalom Benoi, when Avshalom rebelled against his father, Achitofel, David HaMelech's closest aide, his confidant, his Rebbe, the Mishnah says, David HaMelech learned Torah from Achitofel, joined his son Avshalom, and he rebelled against him. And when he realized at the end that the rebellion was going nowhere fast, it wasn't going anywhere, he realized it was over. So he goes home, and that's this pasuk that the Gemara quoted in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. V'Achitofel ro'a ki lo nasas atzasei. He realized that the rebellion was being quashed. V'ayach v'yishes ha'chamor. V'ayelech el besi alira. He gives a tzava to his family. And he killed himself. What was the tzava? The Gemara continued. That was in the daf this week. Tanu Rabbanu. Shloisha dvarim tziva Achitofel hazbanav. Achitofel told his sons three things. Al tiyu b'machlekes. Don't get involved in machlekes. Va'al timredu b'malchus beis David. He said, don't rebel against Malchus beis David. V'yontav shel atzeres bror. Zoruchitim. That if Shavuos night, there's nice weather, there's a clear day, there's no clouds in the sky, it's a sign that wheat is going to have a good crop, and you should go ahead and you should buy wheat. Why did he tell him these three things? Says the Maral, Chedushei HaGodes, V'yesh lahakshis, ma'inyin elu dvarim shetziv aleim b'yoyser, Achitofel, the great Achitofel, one of the most enigmatic personalities in Tanakh. The last parting words that he gives his family is these three things, Venera. Achitofel fell. You know why? He lost everything. Why did he lose everything? Because of Machlekes. He started up with David HaMelech. And he saw how far a Machlekes can take a person. And therefore, the last words he tells his children, he says, my Taira Kindlech, if there's anything I learned during my lifetime, if there's any message that I can impart upon you, is run away from Machlekes. There's nothing more than that. And says the Maral, everything he told him was Machlekes. He told him, Al Tiyu B'Machlekes. That's obviously Machlekes. Va'al Timredu B'Malchus Beis David. That's also machlekes. The yontif shal atzeres baru zero chit and said the maral based on a gemara in mesechtes bava mitzia la oidam yizar adam betfua betaych beis. That's how beautiful this is. A person should always be careful that he has chitim in his ass. She a meriva betaych beisai elu mishvul chitim, because you know what causes machlekes in a house? It's chitim. She nemar asam gvuleich shalom. Chelov chitim yaspiach. Harei sheminias achitin hu shemevi l'nei machloikis. Ulohoser sibas amachloikis oma derech remes v'chochmo yontav shalatzeres baru ziru chitim. Shkaloi mashaz yilachem chitin. Therefore you're not going to have... So Achitofel's final message that he gives to his family is, he tells him, you have to be careful for machloikis. Of course, that relates to this week's parasha, the story of Korach. Another person who has so much going for him, and he loses everything, mipnei machloikis. Achitofel rebelled against David HaMelech, Korach rebelled against Moshe and Aharon, but the Seif Dover was the same. Achitofel vayichonik, he takes his own life, Korach falls into the pit, the Meisei Korach, but the Yisoid is the same. You see from here the pitfall of machloikis. But I think there's an added message that you can take out of this. The Megal HaMukah says, Dover Nifla. He says, Machloikis is a Rosh HaTevis. It's also an acronym. The Mem stands for Mamoin. The Ches is Chachma. The Lamed is Lashlein. The Kuf is Koima. The Tof is Torah. In order for a person to be a Baal Machloikis, he has to be a Baal Maila. Someone who's not a Baal Maila, someone that's not a knacker, people don't take seriously. He can't rally the troops. He can't start a rebellion. Shalom, Achitofel. These were special people. They had what it took, the credentials to be able to challenge Malchus Beis David. Korach was a person who was Biraba Maila. And he had the credentials. He had what it took to start Machloikis. Mem, Mamon, he was wealthy. The Gemara says that Korach was Zoicha to Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echad. Ches is Chachma. He was a very smart man. Korach Shapikeach Haya. Maro V'Shtozeh. Lamed Loshoi. He had a Korach Adibor. He was an orator. Kuf is Koima. He was a man of stature. And Tof is Torah. He was a Talmud Chacham. Says the Megala Mukais, Korach goes down in history as the Baal Machloikis. Tarte B'Mashma. He was a Baal Machloikis. He was the Baal Mail. He had everything. Mamoin, Chachma, Loshin, Koima, and Torah. And he started a fight. And you know what ended up happening? He ended up losing everything. And if you think about it, it's unbelievable. Here's a person who had so much. He had everything in the world. But it wasn't enough. And because it wasn't enough, he felt that he needed more. And as a result, he ended up losing everything that he had. Achitofel and Korach. They're Bali Machloikis, Mom and Chachma, Lashon, Kut, Torah. They start Machloikis and they end up losing everything. And the truth is that if you think about it, it's a very difficult balance for a person to have. You know, everybody's ambitious. You're young, you're energetic, you're ambitious. You have she'ifas, you want to accomplish this, you want that. Market the Islay or market the Islay. But people are naturally ambitious. They want so much. And you have to balance your ambition, your goals, your dreams, and everything that you want to accomplish in life with being happy and having a Koras HaToiv and showing gratitude for what you have. Korach was ambitious. Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it came from Kedusha. He wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to serve in the Mishkan. He wanted to be a leader. It's true. There was a real ambition there. But at the same time, what Korach failed to realize was how much he had. And you're going to throw everything away because you want a little bit more? Korach was unable to balance the gratitude that he had to have for what he had with the ambition that he had for more. Achitofel had so much. Achitofel had a great shtela. He's David HaMelech's right-hand man. But it wasn't enough. He needed more. And the more that he needed, his ambition caused him to lose gratitude for what he already had. He didn't walk that fine line properly. It eventually ended up machlokes. It's interesting that my brother Moshe came back from Eretz Yisrael recently. So he brought me, there's a black market now where they're selling from Yeshua Soloveitchik's shiur. So you have to know the right people. Knock the right amount of times on the door in a dark alley somewhere in Yerushalayim. But either way, so he brought me the shiurim. So I saw in the end of Zvachim, Chela Gimel, they have some Chumash shiurim that Rav Yeshua gave. So this is Shavuos, Tavshin Ayin Hei. And he's discussing over there Medrash. The Medrash says that why was the Torah given? Why was the Torah given in the Midbar? So the Medrash says the reason the Torah was given in the Midbar, because the Midbar's half, there's nothing in the Midbar. And if a person wants to learn Torah, like Nidya Torah, like Chama, you have to have nothing. A person has to be willing. Pas ben melech, yayin ben mesura. The reason the Torah was given in the Midbar, while in the Midbar, it's a dog garnish. Freaked. From Yeshua. The Midbar, there was nothing. It's true. If you go to the Midbar today, you're going to have nothing. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there wasn't nothing. There was Mon. There was Be'er. Chazal say there were Pardesan. There were Remainim. Go through all the Midrashim. See what was going on in the Midbar. There wasn't Shaykh. It was Kanaking in the Midbar. It was good times in the Midbar. How could you tell me there was nothing in the Midbar? Azayat der Shiver from Yeshua Gestalt. Hadagazok the Dovin Neira says he's missing the point. The sight of a Midbar is not that there's nothing. Maybe you have something. Maybe you took with yourself mizvadot. You have packages and things. You have food that was shipped for you, deep frozen for the next 40 years. How do you know you have nothing? But the sight in the Midbar is, you can't have ambition. In the Midbar, you have what you have, and you don't have what you don't have. So let's say you're in the Midbar, and you have chicken for you. You say, yeah, you know, I'm in the mood of a meat steak dinner. It's not an option. You're in the Midbar. What are you going to do? You can't go to the local deli. That's not an option. The sight that Dover is not said, from Yeshua, to have nothing. That's not the message. That in order to learn Torah, you have to have nothing. And if you have something, it's a spirit to Torah. That's not the point of this Chazal. The point of this Chazal is to be happy with what you have. It's midas estaklus. And if you're going to be mistapik with what you have, so if I have more, I'm happy. If I have less, I'm happy. He brings Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Taitches, and Ruach Chaim. What's darkin shal Torah? Pas b'melech v'yayim b'msura. It doesn't mean, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that you have to eat pas b'melech. And you have to drink Yayim B'Mesura, what it means. But it means that even if all you have is Pas B'Melech, and even if all you have is Mayim B'Mesura, you're still going to learn Torah. That's what it means. It means being mistopic. Whatever I have, I'm tefriden with. And if it's a lot, I'm tefriden with a lot. And if it's a little, I'm tefriden with a little. And it's true, people have ambitions, they want more, they strive, but at the same time, you have to balance that with gratitude and realize that the Eibusha gives me so much, and whatever the Eibusha gives me is givali. It brings over here a story for Avram ben Hagra. Said that his father once met a Yid, and this Yid gave his father the Vilna Goyin Chalish Sadas. So who could have possibly given the Goyin Chalish Sadas? It wasn't a Psalamdan that the Vilna Goyin met. That we know for sure. Who could have possibly given the Vilna Goyin Chalish Sadas? So he brings a story that when the Vilna Goyin went to Golis, he would travel from place to place. For whatever reason, the Vilna Goyin did it. He said that he once walked into a Beis Medrash. He says it was Leil Chamishi. I'll read it to you inside. And he stayed up and he learned the whole night, did the Vilna Gaon. The next morning, after Shachris, he saw he sees in the corner of the Beis Medrash, it's an Alti Yid. He's wearing talis and tefillin. He was a saginar. The Vilna Gaon was able to see that he was blind. And there's this old woman that came to serve him food. This Yid was learning Biktush v'tayra. And he ate the breakfast that this older woman served him. During the meal, so the Zokin tells the Skeiner, I heard last night, during the night, that there was someone here in Beis Medrash. He was learning very quietly, referring to the Vilna Gaon. I don't recognize his voice. He must be a guest. This Zokin was able to tell that the Torah that he heard wasn't just Bash the Torah. So he said, go ask him, maybe he wants to join us. Maybe he wants to eat breakfast with me. The chain haya, Vatikres Ha'irach, the woman goes, she calls the Vilna Goyen, El Alechem, Vilayava Barishayna. First, the Vilna Goyen didn't want to go. But Amroi, he said, Ki Ulai Suda Sheinam Aspekasi. It was not enough food for the Zokin and for me. Vayivtzer by Hazokin, but the Zokin persisted. Vayoymer, he said, Yesh Vayeshitanu Michael. No, we have a lot of food. You have nothing to worry about. Vayeshalu Al Kachel. So the Vilna Goyen asked this Yid, where do you have this food from? Vayoymer Hazokin, Hine Ishti Haskena, my wife. Vayleches Tamid, she's such a getrayat wife. She goes every day to the Beis Arichayim. She goes to the mill. Shoma Tesleif Al Pirushus HaBal Arichayim. She asked permission from the Bal Arichayim to gather a Sheiris Avaka Kemach, the leftover flour that's on the floor. Says, and we from this every morning I'm able to eat such a delicious meal. Says my wife, she's so gewaldig. She brings so much kemach that we even have food. We're able to invite guests. He says, I have guests sitting at my table. The Vilna Goyen stayed in Beis Medrash. This Zokin, the Saginor, stayed in Beis Medrash. And as it was getting closer to Shabbos, this Yid comes to the Vilna Gaon, and he says, "Kiyish please come etzli b'Shabbos Kodesh. Will you come be our guest b'Shabbos?" V'yishalu gam kein al kocho. V'yaneu hazokin. He says, "Are you going to have food for me b'Shabbos?" He says, "Shabbos Kodesh. Yisani kiminig abal of batim hakvoyim." He says, "We have a Shabbos meal like the biggest gvirim in Europe." Yan, she says, "Derech ishtei askenu." My wife, she's very tichtig, right? She knows how to prepare me meals during the week. She's even better on Shabbos. She goes to the Beis Hamitbachayim shal oifis. She goes to the local shlachtois. The shama timrei noitzis oifis. She plucks feathers out of the chickens. Lahokal balabayis. So she does a little bit of work for the balabayis. Vakem noitzis la beschara haraglayim haroish. Min ha'oif shetimrei tanoitzis umizet tasa Shabbos kodesh bebasal eroif vekemach yesh lamdai mikemach shalvakri chayim. We have leftover kemach from during the week, and you'll see it's going to be a delicious meal. You're never going to have such a Shabbos meal. Ubalitzas nefesh somech hazok in his nagusa vayike. So Rabbi Avram ben Hagra said that his father went veyishbeis etzloi adoni avi umori v'rebi agoyim. And he saw Kianoshim Rabbi Bimnei Tamid Chachomim Vyira Kim Oichlin Vesoyin and Esli Bishabas Kodesh, that he had people come from all over the shtot to eat by this in his house. Usmechem ala macholam anal, and they were happy with this meal. Kisimcha suda shleima b'shaita, as if it was suda shleima b'shaita. V'loimdim u'moidim l'Hashem berikshe kodesh u'biyoser azokin Hashem mamish hashchina shoyer olaf. So he feared us mikol zeh hitstayer. Adoni Avi Meir v'Rebbe Agoyin Zal v'Omar Tomid ba'Onus Ruchoy, and the Vilna Goyin used to say it was Margul b'Pume ki Oydlo Higia l'Midas Aristapkus shel Azokin Hakadosh Hanah. So Rabbi Yeshua said that that's what Aristapkus is. Aristapkus is that no matter what you have, whether you have a lot, whether you have a little, in your mind you have everything. It's Suda Shloima B'Shaite. We spoke out once. Vavram Zokin Baba Yomim Vashem Berech Savram Bakoil. The real meat of Estapkus is not to say, "I don't have so much, but no, I'm going to make it work with whatever it is I have." The real meat of Estapkus is Vashem Berech Savram Bakoil. That no matter what you have, you realize that you have everything. And there were people that lived that way. It's not easy. The Goyim was in the Shtoimim. But either way, the story of Korach has so many messages. There's a story, there's messages of Kino, messages of Gaiva, uninhibited spiritual sheifas. The concept of cognitive dissonance we've spoken about over the years. There's so much to take out of the story of Korach. But here's another lesson. Korach, like Achi Teufel from this week's staff, they had so much. They had everything. And they wanted more. They were ambitious. That's great. Gaiva Diktusha, ambition is awesome. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you balance it with gratitude. To appreciate, at the very least, what you have. And Korach failed to appreciate what he was that he had. Achitofel failed to fully appreciate what it was he had, and he let his ambitions get in the way of showing basic gratitude, and that was his downfall. And if you're not sure, we're onto something. And this is part of the punchline of the story of Korach. I'm going to tell you a tesefta that I found. The tesefta is at the end of the fourth parak in the Sechta Soita. Kishem she'asru lebal kach asru lebal. We know that a soita, an eish asish, that's mezana, she becomes a usher to the Baal, and she becomes also to the Baal. Nimsus Oimer, says the Tesefta, if you think about it from a different perspective, the Saita was Nasna Einer B'Shein Raila. She wanted something that wasn't hers. She wanted a man that wasn't her husband. Masha Bikshalo Nitan La. She didn't get what she wanted. Umasha Biyada Nital Himana. And she lost what it was she had. Says this after. You find the same thing about the Nachash HaKadmoni. The Eibishter gave the Nachash HaKadmoni so much. But he wasn't happy. He had so much going for him. He had everything. He had machloikis. He had mammon. He had chachm. He had loshen. He had koyim. He had Torah. He had everything. But he needed more. He wanted chava. Bikish lahariges adam. Velises chava. Amalei hamakom. The Eibishter told him, "Ani amarti tei melech al kol behemah v'chayim. I told you you'll be a melech. I gave you everything. Achshav shalei ratzisa. Oh, you weren't happy with everything that I gave you. Aratim mikol behemah umikol chayis asad. Ani amarti bekoyim eskufa teilech adam. Achshav shalei ratzisa. You didn't appreciate the matan you had? You needed more? You didn't show gratitude? Says the Tosefta, the Nachash HaKadmoni is not the only personality in Tanakh that you find made this mistake. V'chein atam moitzei b'kayin. V'koyrach u'bilam v'doyeg v'achi toifol v'gechasi v'avshol v'ayneyo v'haman. The seven or eight personalities in Tanakh that you find made the same mistake. La'ashenegelu nyoneinu koirach and achi toifol. She'nosnu einayim b'she'in roi lohem. They had so much, but they needed more. Something that they really weren't deserving of getting. Achitofel was not supposed to challenge Malchus Beis David. Korach was not supposed to get Kohuna. What happened? Masha Bikshua Nitan Lahem. Masha Biyodam. Not only didn't they get that, they lost everything. Achitofel lost everything, and Korach lost everything. So I think another message from the story is Midas says, Stopkus in the sense, show gratitude for what you have, whether it's more, whether it's little, whether you think it's a lot, whether you think it's a little, but try to balance showing appreciation and gratitude for what you do have, at the same time being ambitious and achieving and trying to aspire for more.